Madam Chair, item 12.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, item 12. Item number 12 from the Manager of Real Estate Services, Department of Administrative Services, on behalf of Rainier Properties 2 LLC, requesting an extension to the option to purchase for Block 6E in the Park East Corridor until December 31st, 2012, with the option to extend for an additional 6 months if needed.
We almost all the time you're waiting, and we almost skip right over you there.
Very worried for a moment.
Mr. Dillman.
Yes, Madam Chair. Good morning, members of the committee. Good morning. The item you have.
Now, hold on, please. Let's get a little organization in this room, Mr. DeFore. Just items pass out. All right, give them to the clerk, please, and then I'm going to ask you to sit down. Mr. Dillman, please start.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. The item you have before you was touched on in reference when Mr. Tafora last month did the general overview of the Park East. This particular subject is really a long-standing relationship between Milwaukee County and Rainier. What we have before you is a group that received a proposal, an option granted by Milwaukee County, and in turn, because of the economy, has been striving to meet the kind of retail and tenant commitments that are necessary to bring a project out of the ground. If I may, because this committee is of a different makeup from years past, I just wanted to point out the fact that when this was put out for solicitation, MLG, which is the predecessor to Rainier, responded to this particular parcel, which is basically a 16,000 square foot triangle. When in fact it was presented as a standalone development, which basically was a mixed-use $8 million development. However, in addition to that, MLG, which is now Rainier, said that there is an opportunity here beyond just developing this standalone triangle and presented an alternative that allowed 6E to be combined with the riverfront parcel that in turn they control. So there was an opportunity here to achieve a development that truly exceeds what could be achieved by means of just the Milwaukee County triangle. As I said, the Rainier has been working toward getting the commitments that are necessary. In fact, throughout, Marcus Theaters has continued to pledge their commitment and support of being a part of this project. However, the economy has not yet allowed for the balance of the commitments to be put into place for this project to actually come out of the ground in a brick-and-mortar mode. As a result, it demonstrates the long-standing commitment that Milwaukee County has to the developers and to achieve the highest and best developments. Staff is thoroughly supporting an extension to this particular option, the idea being it would be for a six-month period with the opportunity of an additional 6 months if necessary. Mr. Bruce Wessling, who is the managing partner for Rainier, has some materials that he could share briefly at the chairman and the committee's desire.
All right. I would like you to just back up a little bit because we have new members.
Yes.
This is part of the Park East.
Correct.
Please identify the parcel.
Parcel 6E, which you see is, Mr. Flora, would you mind just pointing out the small triangle, which I pointed out, the mustard-colored triangle, is the Milwaukee County-owned parcel of land. However, across Edison Street, they also control that riverfront parcel. So rather than developing a 0.37-acre parcel, there's an opportunity to develop a 2.6-acre parcel that not only has frontage on Water Street, but the Milwaukee River.
And this county adopted PERF. Would you explain to the board what that is?
The Park East Redevelopment Compact is a resolution adopted by the Milwaukee County Board that provides for the developers that participate in Milwaukee County projects to satisfy the obligations for disadvantaged business enterprises, prevailing wage, right, apprenticeships, green design, all those things that would thoroughly make a development more broad in nature.
And just so we understand it, your department is recommending that we grant the requested additional time to come forward under the development agreement. Is that correct?
That's correct. We are recommending an extension to the option that was granted by this board for them to achieve the development that in turn would move forward into a construction stage. if I may, at the time that they submitted their proposal was $72,000 more than the appraised value. They have since offered up $65,000 or committed to $65,000 of non-refundable option fees. They've increased their purchase price by $24,000, and they maintain this lot. So we are recommending the extension of that option, which provides control for Rainier to pursue that development.
And all of this complies with the PERC that this board passed. Is that correct? All of the agreements?
Yes.
All right. Now, I'm going to establish a procedure here. We have, I would like to go to comments before we start with supervisors, unless supervisors have an objection. I can do that in just reverse order if you prefer. Sometimes it's helpful, however, for us to hear from the public first. Yeah. And because there are so many cards, I am going to ask public comments be kept to approximately 3 minutes. If there's no objection, I'm going to follow that procedure. Supervisor Mayo, real quickly.
No. My question is, this is not dealing with this issue.
It's not controversial.
I hope all those cards are included.
I think maybe confused with 13
and
12.
Yeah. Right.
These are all item 12.
Okay, I just want to make sure. That's what I want to know.
Okay. Yeah, I had the same question.
And I'm sorry, Mr. Wesley, you've been up there patiently. I'll let you begin, and then we will go to the comment cards.
Well, I guess first of all, Madam Chair, Supervisors, thank you very much for the opportunity to be here.
Please.
Okay. Well, if I could, can I go ahead and pass these out? I've got some materials here that graphically I think can help, especially new members to the committee, to understand exactly how the site sits and where the county piece is. Is that okay?
Yes.
Is that something we can do?
Mr. Bolton, would you please assist with the...
Could you just pass these out? There should be enough for each of these. Okay, just to follow up a little bit on what Mr. Dillman stated a moment ago, we responded back to an RFP back a number of years ago where the county put forth an RFP for this small triangle hard corner at the northwest corner of Water and McKinley. And we put forth a proposal that really was probably as dense as we could do on a site of that size. But we were able to, through negotiations, be able to create a partnership with the property owner along the river. 660 feet of river frontage directly across from Manpower and Time Warner. We also had numerous discussions with the city of Milwaukee with regard to Edison Street, which really is kind of just cut off right now as a result of the freeway being taken down, et cetera. So the city has always been extremely committed to having Edison Street become a part of this assemblage. So what we have done is we have come up with a very dense plan that meets the requirements of the Park East guidelines. It's roughly a 250 to 300,000 square foot office tower being developed in conjunction with the Marcus Theater parcel. And the notion here is that we would be able to create a parking solution that would be supported by the city in that it would be able to serve both the entertainment component and the office component. If you look around downtown Milwaukee, and I think there's a lot of parking structures that serve an office component, and then after 5 o'clock and certainly on weekends, these parking structures are not typically utilized to their fullest. So one of the solutions that we've come up with here is to have a parking structure that wouldn't just serve the office tower. It would also serve the general district and neighborhood in office hours, if you will. So it really becomes multiple day parts that we're able to utilize that structure. The city has found that to be, you know, a good solution. Even though MSOE is doing their structure as a part of their soccer field, which is now under construction, this is another way to really assist in densifying this area. We feel that our job, when you look at all the available Park East parcels, this probably is the smallest parcel, and it's the one that's the most irregular shaped, and quite frankly, it's the one that really sets up the best to assist in this assemblage. So we kind of feel our job here is to do everything we can to not dumb down this site. We have stuck to our guns. We've been in the mix on every office tenant that's been talked about. And, in fact, since we started this process, there's been a number of office buildings proposed. None have come out of the ground. No office tenants have committed. And the only tenant that really has landed is in Baker Tilly Virchow Krause has now landed in second generation space at the U.S. Bank building. So we continue to be persistent. We believe in the project. We believe in the density. We've got great stakeholders in the area, advocates from Gary Gruno on down the line with people that are really, you know, and I think, quite frankly, we should all be, the Park East, I think, and sometimes gets a bad rap personally. I think it's what we did there was right. The site is maturing. You can see the traffic on McKinley. You can see how that whole entrance to downtown has really evolved. The attention is there. It's just a question. It's very difficult right now. So many of these larger office tenants have really been somewhat paralyzed, I think, from the standpoint of the economy, the growth. But we're not using that as a crutch or an excuse. The bottom line is we're in the mix. I included in the back of this project or this package the program that we put together for the Harmony Initiative. We thought it was a great solution for them. We thought it was a great way to utilize the site in that in the unique shapes of it. And if you take a look at the site and the aerials, everything, it's a great vista termination. Matthew Trissoni from MSOE wrote a great piece on this a number of, probably a year ago, about how this particular site in the Park East is probably as important as any, notwithstanding what could happen north of the Bradley Center from the standpoint of sizes of sites. This project, this parcel can accommodate the density and really become an architectural landmark. And that's really what we put forth. And we're going to persist. Ideally, I would love to bring an office tenant from outside of the city, outside of the area. That would be the best, you know, of all worlds. But we certainly are going to we're providing a great option for someone that might already be downtown or it could be a mix of sizes. But we believe in the site. The design is sustainable, meets all the not only the PERC guidelines, but also meets the requirements of the Park East guidelines put forth by the city, which I think you guys are all familiar with.
Thank you. So. We're going to go through the cards. Mr. Coleman, on item 12.
Sorry, we're speaking on all of item 13.
These are all item 13?
We'll resubmit if you'd like.
Coleman, Gonzalez, they all have 12.
Correct.
Yeah. Kirby. And Summers counts?
Item 13.
All right, so we're not skipping anyone on item 12. Then we can go to supervisors, Supervisor Mann.
I would like to speak to poster, but I would like to think. Madam Chair. Quick question. Is this the same site with Red Prairie?
Yes. That was our original. That was me. Yeah,
I've been the parties. We've been trying to get that taken care of when I was chair of economic development. Yes.
Thank you.
That's all I needed to know.
Supervisor Weisha.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I think this piece of property, it has its challenges, and it merits a little bit more time to develop, because I think, as Mr. Wesley said, this is a very unique piece, and it could be quite a standout project for Milwaukee. And when you think what is taking place with MSOE now and us getting that straight and the potential what could be created on now, what is the BMO Harris parcel, we really, I think, have a little bit of momentum going here, and I think it's worthwhile that we give them a chance to make it happen. Yep.
Supervisor Schmidt, then Supervisor Bowen. Supervisor Schmidt. Okay. Supervisor Bowen, you're deferring?
I am, sir.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to say I commend the investment in this project. I think it'll be a great look for downtown Milwaukee and the county as well, making sure that we are developing and spurring some opportunity on a much needed area in the Park East. So I just think it's important. I had a chance to talk to Bruce as well, and definitely support this project.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
This is so much easier than I thought I
was going to. My quick comment is, I like what Mr. Russell said, is the excuses are over. Let's get some shovels in the ground. Let's get some people working in this community. talked about that previously, this is the way to do it. I know there's been a lot of the banking community and the sub loans and all the stuff we went through, this pictorial is wonderful. I like the overview of everything and how it fits in. So easier said than done. I understand all this process over the last few years, but excuses are over. Let's get going. Thank you.
We have a motion for approval. Madam Clerk.
Supervisors Bowen.
Supervisor Johnson.
Yes. Please.
I apologize.
Thank you very much.
Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Westling has had the same energy every time he's brought something to us, and he's brought more detailed plans to us. This is something that we're looking forward to see come to fruition. I want to congratulate him for his perseverance, because he could have stepped back from this a long time ago. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much for your comments. Anyone else? All right, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishaun.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The item is approved.
Thank you very much. Look forward to groundbreaking.